1 o'clock hour. It's Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp. Producer Drew Nixon, video stream back up and running, I believe, on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the shows. You can see what we're rocking today, which is more of the Whittison's gear. Tomorrow, I feel like tomorrow, like you said, you don't like the wig. I think you should get to Drew.
Okay. You can wear the wig for now. I might need it back for Sunday, but
if you guys are saying it's itchy, I don't know.
Well, that might be because we're wearing it under a crown. Plus, you can wear, there's like a mesh piece that might help with that.
Oh, okay.
That I have not used.
I don't know if I grabbed that mesh piece, by the way. You know, I don't know if I have
it. It was inside my bag.
Oh, I didn't. You took the bag. I didn't get a bag, I don't think.
You didn't get a bag?
I don't think so. Oh, well, it's fine. So, it's all right. Oh, it'll be all right.
You know, oh, a cap. Nice.
You know, perfect. Might help you out. Fine, I'll put my wig back on. You win.
Yeah, man, on all show, man. All show. The wig's been off.
All right. Here we go. Let's get ourselves set up.
Put the thing back on. Sunday, we've got the lookalike contest. We're judging it. Gate B at Kauffman Stadium at 10:30. Got some cool stuff planned during that. We've got some swag now to give out, too. That'll happen on Sunday. Pens, stickers, maybe some other stuff as well.
Eye black that say Whittison's on it.
A lot of people have liked the eye black. People saying they want it for their kids' baseball tournament this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah.
There we go. You're going to have to find me in the real world. I'll just carry some around at all time. So if you see me in public and you want some for your kid,
well, we
the
have
next
bumper stickers,
4 days.
Cody. So you could just put it all over your Volkswagen.
Just cover the whole back, car. And no, then you'll know that I'm the senior Whittison.
Yeah, you'll know.
How many senior Whittison bumper stickers do we have? So we can make it very clear that that's my ride.
I have one extra one, I think.
I think there's like four or five over here.
Okay.
I can make it very clear. You know, you and I, according to our buttons, say senior Whittisons, not just Whittisons, which we also want. Uh-huh.
I can't get over the fact that the way that, like, Cody's, yours looks like it's got the wig has some volume to it. Gold, it looks like if you were a PS2 character and you wanted to get a mullet, like that's the type of look that your character would have. It's like it's flat. It's like you almost lay. It's like you went to sleep
for four
in that.
Hours every day. I know. Cody's been taking his off.
It's like you went to sleep in it.
You know?
It's like you were laying up against a pillow at night against it, and it just flattened it totally.
Maybe he brushed it out last night.
I don't know.
A little mannequin head.
I didn't brush it out. Maybe I need to do that. Yeah. Maybe I need to do something like that. No, I just set it on. Basically, it sat on like the dresser, you know, and I don't know where else to put it.
I just put it in this carrying bag, which I thought you also got, but apparently both of our wigs were in this.
Hang on, you wore it all the way home and you...
Not true.
Oh, no, hang on. I just wanted to know, like, if you wore it home and you walked in, what's your dog like? Who the hell is this?
No. One, way too hot outside to just wear this. Well, the minute I can take it off, I took it off.
Okay.
But the car would be on fire, too. Could you imagine just driving down the street wearing it? Just roll the windows down, just look over to see if anybody... Just nod my head with the glass. Yeah. You know, what's up, bro?
And just pointing a button. Just see that. Yeah.
Just do that.
That's right. Point to
Desmond wore mine for the crown a little bit last night when I got home. He said, I'm the king of this house now.
Oh!
And then tried to put some law down.
There we go.
He thought...
I'm surprised the crown is intact.
Yeah. He didn't wear it that long. I got to make sure that it maintains for the entire time I'm planning on being a senior.
I got an update for both of you on something we've talked about a while back. The Caitlin Clark card.
Oh, okay.
The Caitlin Clark card back at the end of April. If you've been listening to the show for a bit, you guys remember pulled this Caitlin Clark 101 card and it was going to go to PSA and get graded and then go to the auction site. And I think we're still hoping to have Ken Golden from Golden Auction on the show to talk about it. And also just like where the market is for Mahomes and Bobby and stuff like that. Maybe we'll have him on to talk about Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
Would be perfect. Anyway, finally this Friday, Cody.
This Friday.
Awesome. It'll be in the auction until like August 9th or 8th.
Okay.
So it's basically a month-long auction beginning this Friday. It is finally there. And we'll make sure we put out the link and stuff on Friday. Friday at like 7 o'clock, it goes live.
This is crazy.
How often are you going to check it?
Oh, way too often. But as I told you guys, the way the auction works, like even on a prior Caitlin Clark card, not that mine's selling for this much, but one was a bit up to 10,000 with 2 hours to go, and it finished at 80. Now, mine is not doing that. My point is that bids come in very late, inside of like 2 hours.
Yeah, so he's going to be punishing himself for a month.
For 3.5
checking
weeks,
checking it
went
to $1,200. Yeah. He's like,
It's going to feel like, for 3 weeks, it's going to feel like it's not going to sell for anything.
You should block that site from your computer until a week
I'm going to hit refresh on that page. Although I don't even like have to hit refresh, but I'm going to be on that page way too often.
I will say,
we'll give weekly updates.
I don't know who has the kind of money to buy this stuff on Golden, but good for you.
They got some amazing
stuff. And what are you doing? Like, this is just a amazing box, stuff. A sealed box that has four boxes in it. It's a case, right? It's a hobby case of 2018-19 Panini National Treasure. Very nice basketball.
Oh, that's nothing, Cody.
$27,000 just for that.
I know, but like,
it's 2 days left.
Item wise, that's nothing. I mean, they have.
Here's a Superman costume for $100K. Yeah. Here's a whip from Indiana Jones. It was screen used for $250K.
Mm-hmm. John Lennon, yeah, the John Lennon Beatles ones. Are you talking about $25,000 stage worn custom made suit?
So it's 8 days left on it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody Keith Richards personally owned stage used signed Fender Stratocaster electric guitar, $50,000.
I don't have that kind of dough. I don't know what some of y'all do, but...
Different world, man. But these people are the kind of people that need to buy this Caitlin Clark car over the next month. Those people.
Yeah, you need some of these people. Can I get an email list? Please, sirs. Yeah. You have lots of money. So, want to buy a car?
I'm just happy.
Maybe the guy
finally...
who lost out on the $80,000 bid will take yours as the secondary prize.
Look, I don't know what to expect with it anymore. I've told you, because of how long it's taken, and so I don't know. I would love to obviously get 10... I'm worried it won't get to 10 now. I don't know.
Find out. We'll give you a weekly. I think a weekly update is fair.
Yep.
We'll give you an update on Friday when it's live. Mm-hmm. See if we get our first bid.
Well, Friday night. We'll have to wait till Monday.
Oh, Friday night. Yeah. Monday. Yeah, Monday's on. Cody and
it might not. My guess is it won't have a single bid by the time we're on Monday's show.
Well, I bet she doesn't have a bid.
I'm assuming it ends at the same time that it starts. So like, no. it would end in the evening, or does it end on the show?
Unfortunately, will not end on the show. There won't be like a no. We'll not have that. I think the exact time.
Can we just go live on YouTube?
It goes. The auction starts Friday at 7. I don't know if that's Eastern or Central. It ends Saturday, August 9th at 9 o'clock. I think it's 8 o'clock.
PM.
Okay. PM. Yeah, both are PM. Yeah, and I believe it's starting at 1,000 or 2,500.
Okay.
So
I hope you get your first bid on Friday night.
Well, that'd be nice. Just at least lock in
in a certain percentage.
Look, it's not going to go. It's not going to have. I mean, it's not going to not sell. I just don't know the price. Like, someone will take it for 1,000 in a heartbeat.
It's just a matter of how high up you go.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Bobby Wood Jr. Not just the home run he hit last night and the fact that I don't know if anybody's been paying attention. Do you guys realize how much better Bobby Wood Jr. is in his career in July versus any other month of his career?
He heats up, huh?
Yeah. Not just a little bit. Jake Eisenberg. Join us this Friday. Also, sounds like he'd like to be a Whittison.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Eisenberger put out the stat yesterday. The month of July for Bobby Jr. in his career, 75 games, hits .375 with a .404 on base, 113 hits, 18 homers, 19 stolen bases, and 62 ribbies. So far in July in the seven games this year, .429 batting average, .452, sorry, on base. He already has two homers, three stolen bases, seven RBI, and 10 runs in the seven games so far in July. It is the month of Bobby Wood Jr. But it was. I don't know if it just seems like more people are turning it down because I keep seeing the names that aren't going to be in the home run derby. Are they having a harder time filling it? The first few names they pitched out there made it sound like, ooh, this was going to be a big one. And now we're down to the Buxton range of things, and Bobby Wood Jr., he didn't straight up say he didn't get invited, but at least said he wasn't going to participate in the home run derby. Feels like it's going to be a little bit chiller than the last couple of years from the star power department.
Yeah, I don't know what the ultimate feel would look like. I actually think from young star, like to me, like you become a star, all star, and become a star being on this stage. And like James Wood and Ronald Acuna and Cal Raleigh, all three are deserving. All three this year, at least, are big names. Acuna has already been a star. James Wood is a hell of a baseball player. Cal Raleigh's just having historically great.
Yeah,
first
and
half
fun.
Of it.
Got a fun nickname. Yeah, everyone thinks
Cal Raleigh
one of the best stories.
Cal Raleigh grew up 100 miles outside of Atlanta, so it's part, which is where the All-Star game is at.
That's why Byron Buxton is also in it. He grew up not far outside
of
Atlanta.
Bobby was in it last year, and he had the Texas tie. So they do that a lot, in fairness. I'll be curious to see who the other candidates are. I told you, I think Riley Green for Detroit. I know it's not a big name. He's on the best team in baseball, and he's got like the second most home runs in the AL. If he's an All-Star, and you said he was.
Who?
Riley Green?
Yes, he is.
Then he should be in the home run derby. I mean, what are they doing? What are we...
Maybe he doesn't want to do it. There are players that sometimes
don't want to screw up their swing or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think there's really much truth to that. Obviously, I think sometimes people cool off after the All-Star break. I very rarely think it's relating to the home run derby. I think Josh Hamilton ends up being kind of the key example of that. Remember, he was quite a bit worse after he got done with that absolute show at Yankee Stadium. But also, like, he was just never that level of player the rest of the way. So, like, it just kind of depends. I don't think the home run derby is what ended it outside of him. I do think that Bobby. because he's so, like, for instance, I think Bobby would be a big supporter of the Wittizens. But Bobby is a pretty humble guy. He likes to, you know, he loves the things he loves, right?
He wants to prop up his teammates and stuff.
Yeah. He doesn't want all the attention on him all the time. He wants to make sure that other people get the credit they deserve. I know that sounds silly as I'm wearing a crown with things that say Wittizens on it, with a button that says Senior Wittizen. I said what he wants.
He likes the idea.
Not what I have to do.
We created it. He likes the idea.
Yes,
he would never have obviously have started his own thing.
No.
That would never
he
have
likes
happened.
That we started it, I'm
That's
sure.
Right.
But
That's right.
When you look at what it is, it's like he does need more of that. But I also just think this is what could really help the offense the rest of the way. If July is Bobby Wood Jr.'s month and Vinny has been hitting well pretty much since the first 30 days of the Major League Baseball season, it does feel like if you just get Salvi on board, you're right back to the offense you had last year, except you got a better guy in Michael Garcia than what you had in Michael last year. I would argue India is better than what you had leading off a good chunk of last year. I want to remind people that for portions of the playoff push, they had people off the street hitting cleanup for them.
Gurriel and Tommy Pham and a couple other
Pham
vets.
Pham had a nice game last night.
He did, yeah.
Kind of made me miss Tommy
Pham.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, I like Tommy Pham, yeah.
Well, he's a red ass, and I feel like this team could use one more red ass. I'd like them to trade for that particular quality.
But here's the thing. Like, you mentioned Bobby in July, and look, since middle of June, he's been hot. Salvi's had a nice start to July, as we said. Vinny's been hitting well since May. You know, it's just, can they do this for more than just a 5 or 6 game run? And that's what they did last year. And that's going to be the key. If you think there's still a chance they flip this around.
I'm never going to rule it out entirely.
It would be that happening. Consider, like, doesn't mean every single night they're scoring 9 runs, obviously, right?
And hitting 4 homers.
Can they, at least for this homestand, put together, at that point, it'll be 10-plus games of this offense. And then you can sit there before the All-Star break and say, okay, there's at least a sign of something. It's fun, you know, on the bat, the bat will be the offense is going to heat up right before the All-Star break. And then you're like, well, now I don't want the damn break. I don't want the damn break because the offense finally is heating up.
I do always fear that a little bit. I don't think that's unfair to be like, oh, sure hope that, like, if they get white hot, but if they win all 5 games, I guess I'll just take the risk. You know, it is what it is. That stat Andy Rogers put out last night was one of the most crushing ones. It tells you where the offense has been this year. Last night, Vinny and Bobby Wood Jr. hit a home run in the game together. That is the first time two Royals have hit a home run together at Kauffman. Just 2 home runs at Kauffman Stadium in the same game since August of last year. They had not had just 2 players hit a home run in a game at Kauffman Stadium at all this season, or in October, or in September, or for part of August last year. And so, like, that is like, whew, we're going to need more of that. That goes back to, like, when they start targeting players, if they do end up buying, and let's say they buy for a player that has multiple years of control, man, you gotta, I know that you, and look, Cags should ideally be a part of that at some point. He's obviously off to a slow start in his major league career. You and I said we're both not selling stock on it yet, but also understand that if he keeps hitting like this, at some point, the Royals are going to seriously consider sending him down. You gotta look for, you need power. You just need more power. And Bobby in July will provide some of that. Salvi hit a tank yesterday, and Vinny's having a good home run year, but you just need more. You don't have anybody on the team doing what Cal Raleigh's doing, hitting, what has he got, 31, 2?
35 homers.
35!
And here's what's impressive. I'll give him a ton of credit for this, too. You know, like, Salvador Perez, was it 2 years now? 2 years ago? He had 48 home runs. I don't know the exact number, but he was playing some DH in first base that year, correct?
A little. He played quite a bit.
How many games? I'm just curious. My point being, right now, Cal Raleigh is playing, every game he plays, he's playing catcher. He's younger, I understand, but point being is, like, he's hitting 35 homers and he's playing catching every single day that he's on the field. That's really, really impressive. Now, will Cal Raleigh fall off in the second half? That's what a lot of people think is going to happen, but I don't know. He's having a special, special year.
I mean, look, history would tell you that he's probably not going to maintain that pace.
I mean, right now he's pacing for more than Aaron Judge had 2 years ago. So
you don't think he's going to finish with it?
I don't think he's going to set a major league record of home runs. No, I don't.
I mean, it was impressive enough when Salvador Perez, as a catcher, led the big leagues in home runs. That in its own right feels like a standalone. They've done a decent job against some of the boppers, other than not so much against in the last few. Who was the guy who hit, like, every time he stepped to the plate, he kept hitting a homer?
For Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, or Rosarena.
Oh, Rosarena.
Hey, Rosarena.
Every time a Rosarena stepped to the dish, it was just an absolute nightmare. Now I'm trying to look it up. Salvador Perez, he caught 122 games that year. He DH'd 40 and pinch hit one.
Okay.
So he caught, you know, 3/4 of the game, which is still impressive, but he did DH for 40 of those games. So right. He got a little bit of a...
That's what I was wondering. That's what makes what Cal Raleigh's doing really, really even more impressive.
I'm surprised it took this long from the 816. Immediately, anytime somebody has a big power, it's always like, steroids?
Yeah.
Is it steroids?
I mean, they test them.
I think
them.
It's too easy
they
to get caught now.
They test them, so...
Yeah. And what is his career high up until this year?
He's 28 years old, for reference. Let's see. He hit... Last year, he hit 34.
So okay. Good power hitter.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got more than he hit all of last year already. He's having a really
Salvador's
special
done
year.
That. He hits 25 normally. He hit 48 one year.
I'll say this, though.
Yeah, the fact that he's hit 34 and 40, I think that's...
I mean, Cal Raleigh last year was a 4.7 WAR player. He's a 4.6 at this point. And he had 34 homers, hit 220 last year with a 312 on base. This year... Halfway through, 35 homers, 268 with a 381 on base. So, for a catcher.
Slightly different season for Cal Raleigh.
I would say so. He's an all-star. It's why he's in the home run derby.
But he's a very good player up to this point. He's just having a career year, which...
Caleb Raleigh, actually, for Raleigh. Caleb.
Caleb, huh? That feels like of a generation, too. It feels like you got to kind of be born in the 90s or early 2000s and to be named Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's an older school.
He'll be one of the favorites to win the Derby. I don't know if he's going to. I think a dark horse one will be James Wood because he's not the name is not known as much. But James Wood will probably be a guy I bet on for the Derby next week in Atlanta. Other than Acuna will be one of the favorites. It's his park.
Yeah, and he has prestigious power.
Yeah.
So certainly wouldn't be out of the question. I did see an anniversary today, which stood out to me a little bit. Cold.
Happy anniversary to who?
Not my anniversary was on the 5th. We went out to dinner on.
Oh, just wait.
Like 3 days ago.
What year? How many years?
12.
Okay.
So nice. not like, you know, not 10, 15, 20, not the even, the round ones, right? Where they
milestone
sound
or whatever.
But not a mile. Yeah. Not a milestone one, but certainly, 12th went out to dinner. It was nice. I don't know if I'm supposed to like just mention random restaurants that don't advertise, but perfectly
what kind of food?
Nice meal. I like American style food.
Steakhouse?
It wasn't a steakhouse. Oh, okay. It was, just like. I don't know, like probably what they would call like upscale American. It was not like super fancy, like middle. I don't know. I had crab cakes for an appetizer I had a pork belly dish for the main.
What was the gift? Curious. People are asking.
What was the gift? Yeah, of course they're going to ask that. A little free library.
Oh, okay.
Wife has really wanted one of those.
People don't know. Cody's wife is a librarian. Makes sense. Yes.
We have a lot of books. So, you know, we're able to put those.
Someone said you went to Waffle House. No, I don't think they had pork belly.
No, it was not.
Or crab cakes at Waffle House.
No, it was a place. It didn't really matter. It was a place called Prima. It was a nice dinner. But not that anniversary. The anniversary, it's 15 years since this.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Now that we've had 15 years to sit on that, it still seems, this is one of those things that I thought would like maybe age better. It still seems so absurd that he felt the need to like do this thing with Gray where he sits there and he's like, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Like it all feels so performative. Like I very rarely have seen an athlete do to announce their departure to another city. Right.
Yeah. The decision, everybody
crazy. Even 15 years ago.
Sure. I mean, everybody at the time though, like weren't you locked in when you heard
I watched the decision,
when you heard that Jim Gray and LeBron were about to do this thing. And like, you're like, oh, this show is gonna be on ESPN. It's gonna be live and all this. Yeah. I made sure we were all watching live. I'm sure most of us. At the time, obviously, it turned out to be a terrible decision. Not they went to Miami, but like the decision to do the show, to do that interview and make it such a big deal like that. I'm sure. I think, haven't he publicly said he regrets doing that or no? I can't remember if he's.
I think he said that like maybe it was a little much. Like, I don't think he's ever gone out and just been like, I sure wish I didn't do that. But I do think that there was part of him that was like.
Decision.
Yeah. You know, like I'm sure there's part of him, Gold, that's like, I probably didn't need to play it up that big. Because I just want to think about any athlete you don't like. Think about if Tom Brady had done it that way. Think about if Patrick Mahomes called a press conference to state what he was getting ready to do as far as the decision goes. It was also the beginning of like a new era of the NBA, because up to that point, because the previous super teams in the NBA were all built because nobody left in free agency. Essentially, you could just keep all your players forever and pay them whatever you wanted. That did kind of, I always look at that as the kickoff of the era of the super teams. It was before Boston and everything else. And like the way teams do it now.
Three in Miami. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the kickoff of the super team. So it fundamentally changed basketball too. So like, it always seems like 15th anniversary of like,
can you believe that was 15? Can you believe that's 15 years ago, man?
I can't believe he's still playing the way he is at 40. Wow. That's maybe more surprising than that.
A testament to him that he's playing, putting up ridiculous numbers in these 40s something. So
how does he keep doing it?
15 years ago.
I've never seen a player play this well into this age. It's crazy. I mean,
the reason why we talk
basketball.
The reason why we have the comps, you know, in the conversation about him and Jordan, because he is, I mean, truly superhuman type of athlete. And nowadays, and he's got the financial means to do it, he spends millions of dollars a year on keeping his body right so he can still perform at this level and do things that you shouldn't be able to do when you're in your 40s at that level, at that, against that competition. That's what's amazing about it.
Yeah,
you
there's
know?
Just no reason for him to be as good as he is at the age in which he is. But it was just like, it was like so many things all rolled into one. He was the hometown kid, drafted by the hometown team, had never won the champ. He'd come up so short for a city that was desperate for a championship. He then ditches him for a super team in Miami. He changed the way basketball teams are built roster-wise. Then it just started kind of like a new era in the NBA. So 15 years kind of felt significant, I guess. We don't do a lot of like, let's look back, but you and I are of an age that we remember that. LeBron and I think graduated high school at the same time. So that just felt like one of those athletes that you remember the most early on that wasn't a member of a team that you cheered for, I guess.
Who seems older, Drew, LeBron or Cody?
I think that question answers itself.
Yeah. You think? Is there anything you think I could beat LeBron at? Is there a physical activity?
No.
Darts, ping pong.
Wow, his golf swing didn't look great.
I was going to say his golf swing. You might have a chance, Cody.
But no, just his strength though, like his ability to overcome like some of the technique problems.
His natural athleticism.
Yeah. Yeah.
My question is, like, is there even a single game of like physical skill, like shuffleboard? Is there anything I could beat LeBron James at?
Probably not. He's also like
I don't think so either.
Shuffleboard. Okay. I mean,
but I'm not an expert shuffleboard player. No. It's got to be a game I'm also skilled at.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm better at ping pong than I am shuffleboard. But I imagine he's
probably great at ping pong.
Yeah. He'd probably kill me.
Hmm. I don't know what you think you would beat him at video games like Madden, college football. I'm shocked. Maybe. Drew is here today. I'm shocked.
He was talking about
Drew
taking it off.
Is here today because college football 26. Comes out on Thursday, but if you have like the EA Play, you can download the 10-hour free trial. I haven't bought the game. You've bought the game, but this is what's weird. Drew's bought the game. He's not playing it. Can't play it. I am not buying the game, and I've been playing it.
What's EA Play? Just like you can check out as many. It's like a checkout system. You can check out as many as you want, or what?
What
the EA Play thing. How's that
certain games. So yeah, like, and you get 10 hours. You get 10 hours with it.
But that's it. Just 10 hours.
Yeah, 10 hours of gameplay. So like, I played like for 40 minutes last night. Just because I wanted to check out the game. It's very similar to last year. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Played one game online. Bad memories from our college football tournament we did at the station. I lost to Texas again with 2 seconds to go last night, just like in the tournament. Bad memories.
What's going on with you? Why do you keep losing to Texas in horrifying fashion?
Texas is number one on the game, or number one team in the country in the game. So
the game's out for one day, and some guy's already choosing to be Texas in an online game?
Online, everybody's going to choose the top teams. I was Florida. I was Drew's DJ Lagway guy. It was too slow. Too slow. I can't play with him. He's too slow, Drew. Can't deal with it.
Gotta speed things up. I can't believe you're ahead of Drew in the game. I have played it the one time we played it in the tournament here.
It's fun. I'll play it a little bit tonight, I'm sure. Also want to watch, we'll talk about on the other side, the new Netflix quarterback show came out today. We'll gauge our interest in that. We'll do a little What's Trending as well, coming up here on Cody and Gold.
What's Trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals took game one last night against the Pirates. Noah Cameron pitched 7 innings for the first time in his career. Game two tonight at the K, 6:40 first pitch. Seth Lugo on the bump. Vern's on deck show. He's at 5:30 here on 96.5 The Fan.
Next up on What's Trending, Mark Donovan says that April is the more likely ballot initiative if the Chiefs continue with a plan to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. They have not given a new updated timeline of when they will be making those kinds of decisions. Obviously, yesterday, Kansas made it official with extending the Star Bonds for a full year after this, although they've set a deadline of December 31st for the teams to make their decisions on which way they're heading in the stadium game. So we'll see which way this goes, at least on that end. I feel like the Royals have still got to be the team to make the decision soon. I think the team's got to stop dragging their feet and just make some decisions. But also, I understand that, you know, like if Mayor Q is saying there's money that we can give you but hasn't specified how they're going to give it to you, can't exactly make a call on that, you know?
Next up on What's Trending, little conference realignment news. Grand Canyon has said they will now actually join the Mountain West this fall instead of waiting until 2026. Now, this is not for football. They don't have a football program. All sports other than football, kind of like, as Drew said, Gonzaga. But the Mountain West gets another basketball school, which means for this particular season, while Boise State and the Fresno States of the world haven't left yet, that's a really, really strong Mountain West basketball conference. But just some small conference realignment news here on What's Trending.
See if Grand Canyon can hang, obviously, in that conference. They've done perfectly fine.
I think they fit in there. I actually think they fit in there perfectly.
They've done a really nice job. They're a for-profit university. As a result of that, they got good at basketball in a
They have a good home field or home
they
court.
Have Bryce yeah. Drew as their head coach.
They were in a when they first got into the league, they were in the WAC with UMKC before they had gone back to the Summit League. And I was just immediately annoyed that like Thunder Dan Marley and Grand Canyon immediately mattered.
Yeah, he was their first head coach.
And I was just like, man, are you kidding me? Like all this time watching UMKC trying to get their basketball program up and Grand Canyon mattered immediately. It was frustrating. Lastly on What's Trending, don't forget, this Sunday, we are kicking off our very first Wittison event. This is your first time hearing about it. We've talked about it on the show, so I doubt it is. We have formed a new Bobby Wood Jr. fan group. It's officially sanctioned now by Major League Baseball and by the Royals and by Bobby, I believe. Well, at the very least, he likes the idea. The Wittisons were founded on Monday. This Sunday, we'll have our first kickoff event. You'll have a chance to enter a Bobby Witt Jr. look-alike contest. Festivities start at 10:30 a.m. with free Bobby Witt Jr. haircuts. We also have like 100 wigs. Because we can spend our money on whatever we want. We're adults. And we have some swag to give away for the thing. I'm showing gold on the camera. Some of the buttons that say Wittison. The official stickers that say Wittison. The eye black that you can put on that says Wittison. We'll have some of that stuff to give away on Sunday as well. All start at 10:30. Look like contest will probably be a little after that. We'll see you out there. Gate B. B is in Bobby.
That's right. Sunday morning out at Kauffman Stadium. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Yeah, people thought Drew got upset that we brought up the video game. Just took us off the air. Just completely torched the board. I said, "Hey, Drew, I played more college football video game than you have, and I haven't even bought the game."
I was getting very short answers because I knew that it doesn't help that you guys don't have the headphones in. Otherwise, I would have told you, "Hey,
we can hear you."
I'm saying I was gonna talk to you direct, like in your ear.
I can hear it.
I'd probably hear it.
I was gonna say, hey, just so you know, we're gonna test something. We need to reset something when we go to break, and that's why I was short answer.
I will say this: I played the college football video game.
Yes.
For one game or so, I mentioned the Texas thing, but I will say, like, I think the overall like presentation, the graphics and all that stuff look better. Not graphics from gameplay, but graphics as in like the score bug and stuff looks better.
Yeah.
I think the gameplay is pretty smooth. Other than that, it's very similar. I haven't gone through Dynasty and some of the tweaks or anything there. And I don't know if I'm going to buy the game or not, but I enjoy playing for a little bit. Like I can't sit there and play for 3 or 4 hours. Like I played for 45 minutes and I got my fix.
I'm very excited to try it out because, you know, somebody and I have been going back on the text line. They said, because Road to Glory, you can do the high school stuff now. It's a little bit different.
Oh, they're back to the high school.
Back to the high school. The positions are still the same, but, you know, it gives you an incentive to get Madden as well because you can take your player from there to Madden if you want
that.
To. You know, like you
oh,
used
I used
to, be
to
able
love
to do
doing
a long
that.
Time ago.
Yeah. Dynasty, I'm in on the Dynasty. I'll do a little Dynasty. I'll start that one eventually. I gotta get the. I haven't played in a while. I'm not like right now. I felt like I was terrible last night, like playing. That was awful.
This person I'm going back and forth with said they chose KU to be in their top three just so they could throw their hat because you can fake the hats when you do commitments. All right,
you can fake the hat, bro. That's a level of hate that I appreciate.
Level of detail.
Fandom should have hate.
Curious, well, K-State or MU fan, the person who texted in there. Yeah, that's interesting.
K-State's good on the game, rating-wise and everything. Obviously, Avery Johnson presents something for him.
So. I did look. New FBS member, Missouri State. Based on the
65 rating.
Based on the ratings that I saw, yeah.
It's like 65.
So is that not where you're going to send your kid to college?
Drew
Nixon's going to go.
Drew's going to build up.
In the road to glory, no, but I think a dynasty doing Missouri State, I think, would be a lot of fun.
Do you get to choose the team in the road to glory?
I know where you can get an NIL deal in that game, too. But anyway, what else you got?
No, I was going to say, do you get to choose your team in the road to glory?
Because technically, yes. So you play in high school, and then based on how you play in high school, Cody, you get offered by certain schools, and then you can pick your three. Okay. And then, so you can still
commit. So you can have Alabama and then Missouri State in your top three.
Technically, I guess so, yeah.
Choose Missouri State. Buck the trend, you know?
That would be a level of dedication. No, they're in real life, guys. There was a guy that just recently chose Sacramento State over Ole Miss, LSU, and USC, I believe. Wide receiver, 4-star wide receiver. Went
How
to Sac State.
Did they give him? Yeah, what hell?
I don't know, but Sacramento State is getting a lot of buzz, pun intended, because they're the Hornets.
They're not FBS, right?
Not yet.
They don't have a conference.
Correct. And FCS, like, they're still there. Like, they'll be able to play in the playoff and everything in FCS. But it's similar to Travis Hunter. Of course, it was different with Deion. But it's like Travis Hunter going to Jackson State instead of Florida State.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll play a little bit. If you get it downloaded, I'll play. I'll get a game in with you.
I will go and see if I got the EA play. It's another 2 days for me to wait. I'm assuming you're not going to do your 10 hours by the time Thursday hits.
No.
Okay.
No.
So I'm not going to.
Tonight?
Yeah.
He's got a date with from whoever last night.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a big plan. I'm going to watch the Royals game.
We are
going to
watch the Royals game.
You want to watch tonight?
Quarterback?
I want to start watching Quarterback. Netflix series is back today.
But no Mahomes. You
know? No Mahomes. His production company is still behind it, though. But it's
is
got
it really his production
your
company?
Guy, Joe
yeah,
Burrow.
My guy.
Yeah, so you have to watch it.
Kirk Cousins is in it.
I've already seen a couple of clips.
I saw the clip of Kirk Cousins getting a lifetime pass from Great Clips.
So it's Burrow, it's Cousins, and who's the third?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. So I'll watch it. I know Mahomes not being in it doesn't mean it'll be as good to us as it was 2 years ago, but the fact they're back to quarterbacks will make it way more interesting for me. I definitely want to watch. I want to learn more about your guy, Joe Burrow, a little bit as well. And Kirk Cousins, it's just going to be interesting when he gets benched. Just how does that handle? Knowing that he's still the backup and on the Falcons right this second.
Can we have a revisit of the conversation about whether or not he comes off as arrogant if we all watch the show?
Cousins?
Joe Burrow. Remember the whole thing we got into the show?
Oh, I think Joe Burrow is arrogant.
And I said, we said that. Drew adamantly denied that. That was a whole thing on the show for a while. I'm saying, let's reevaluate post-watching Quarterback.
I did see, so one of the clips that I think everybody was interested in, at least Bengals fans, is there was a moment during the season where it looked like him and Zach Taylor were going at it. Like, they were yelling at each other. That audio is now in the show, and it's more of Joe Burrow not being happy because even though they won the game, it was just nasty, terrible, offsides everywhere, false start penalties. He was not very happy.
I just want the episode where he buys a Batmobile and his house gets broken into.
Yeah, those are the two most
interesting. Apparently, that
sure.
also has very much changed things regarding the Batmobile. I don't know what he's doing with it anymore. Apparently, that's
wait,
a
he's
thing.
Not buying anymore?
I thought he already bought it.
Oh, I think he bought it, but I don't know how it. I think I saw something that it changes things.
We can't. I mean, it changes things.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
There's a story that says Joe Burrow canceled his purchase of the Batmobile because of the home burglaries.
Yeah, it changed.
Joe Burrow's not getting the Batmobile anymore.
It made him think twice about a high-profile splurge. Okay.
Probably a smart decision on his part just because of that.
It's terrible.
He's already famous, dude.
It's terrible that his house got broken into. Like, that. Nobody should feel that violated. It's terrible, right? Like, somebody breaks your house. That's an awful thing.
While somebody was there, too, while his house sitter was there.
Yeah, it's an awful thing for anybody to go through, so I sympathize with him on that. I will say, though, this also seems like I've thought about it for a couple more months, and I realized how dumb it was to buy a Batmobile.
Nah, I think I don't know. Him showing
up. Buyer's remorse there.
Nah, him showing up would be, the whiteout game would have been sick in the Batmobile. There was a video, too, I saw. I don't think it's in the actual show, but Trey Wingo had something to say about him. One of the notes that Trey Wingo said, one of the notes, he was on a podcast, I guess, one of the notes that they got about Joe Burrow was, during the draft process, was he was at an AAU game. He's nine years old, and they were down 8 points with 30 seconds left. He goes to the free throw line a few times. They come back and they win the game. He scores the last nine points.
Yeah, they've talked about this on a broadcast before.
And I guess Trey Wingo said he found out his coach at the time was in a professor at Ohio University and went up to his parents after the game and said, I don't know if you know this, but Joe has the same level of cool, calm, and collected as police officers, firefighters, and
I remember this story.
And top tier criminals. And he was like, it's a good thing he did this thing. He's doing his stuff for good because otherwise he'd be like the next Dexter. because
he's making it seem like he's freaking Superman, and he could have been the, you know, or Batman. He could have been the Joker or something. Hey, I mean,
this goes back to what, like 2 years ago, when Mahomes had the
QB1 baby
thing on, and it was just like his heart rate lowered when the 2 minute drill.
Yeah.
Very, I think, similar. Great athletes are very good at
poised. They're composed.
They have that it factor.
Versus, you know, we see what it looks like when Sam Darnold gets sped up. Looks bad. He had a great year, but we saw what happened when he got rattled a bit.
Started seeing ghosts again.
That's right.
God, that cost him 50, 70, 80 million. How much money did that cost him? At least $50 million.
The final two games. The final two games cost him probably $50 million.
How much did he get paid? What was it again? 3 years, 100 or something like that?
Yeah, you can get out after one, pretty much.
Sam Darnold signed a signing bonus of $32 million, so he's getting that at least.
Good for him.
Yeah. 3 year, $100 million, but as Cody said, after 2020, the out is not till 2027.
Okay.
$19 million dead cap. So he's getting his money these next 2 years, no matter what. He's getting $32 million signing bonus, 37 guaranteed. He's getting $37 million at least.
At least Sam Darnold has that. At least he didn't totally blow it where he's just a backup again. You know, at least he was,
to his credit. Yeah, he found a way to now. He now last year guaranteed that, like, he's going to be in the league for a long time now. He's going to be in the league for a very long time.
Yeah, he's not Sam Bradford.
No. Although Bradford was back before they switched the slot money in the draft, so that dude made a ridiculous amount of money before.
Average quarterback in the NFL got drafted by the wrong team, is a perfectly average quarterback now. Baker, Darnold, Geno Smith. Yeah. All those guys who end up playing into their mid-30s, and at one point you'd have thought they might have run themselves out of the league, essentially. That became like a big storyline last year, and over the last 2 years, that some guys have kind of resurrected their careers a little bit.
All those guys that got drafted, so Geno got drafted by the Jets, Sam Darnold by the Jets. Who else in that list did you mention? Baker was
the... He was a Brown.
You see this
Browns,
top text?
Right.
Drew?
Huh?
From the 913, from the 816, I watched the first episode of the new quarterback show today. And my impression of Burrow is that he'll never get married because no woman will take care of him like he takes care of himself. Okay.
Is that a good thing? I think
the way
it
he
is.
Takes care of his body? I'm sure there's other elite athletes who do that.
You mean like, or just that he expects? Himself? Like, what?
I don't know. I'll watch the episode, I guess.
He doesn't need anybody there to support him, essentially? Is that the way that...
The way he takes... you mean like he can do his own thing?
I think a ton of athletes are that way. I think Kevin Durant is that way.
Or, you know.
Okay. What? Him winning a championship doesn't matter about...
No, I didn't say that. We're just talking about his love life.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not saying that he has to get married to win a title.
Okay. Somebody
did make a big deal about that.
Was it actually a take?
What's that?
There was a real take about how the NBA... It was about the NBA... And it was that the mistake the NBA was... Hold on, Drew. It was about the mistake the NBA was currently making is that the best NBA superstars were family men who had wives and kids. Yeah. And today's NBA, the best NBA players right now aren't that. So they can't be.
To be the face of the league.
To be the face of the league.
Kendrick Perkins said to be the face of the NBA. Not to be a superstar, but...
No, it was Kendrick.
Oh, man. I don't even remember which player it was now.
These people, y'all are hilarious.
Someone said, you guys will like watching episode 2. You get to watch the Bengals drop to 0-3 in September.
That's
close your eyes, Drew.
I don't need to watch a reality TV show for that. That's where they are at the end of September every year.
All right.
They are like that every year.
But this year is going to be different. This year is different. Huh?
I think it's not Dak Taylor's any better.
Someone said they meant by the text, meaning Burrow, no woman will love Burrow the way he loves himself.
Oh, too conceited.
That goes back to the arrogance thing. We'll leave it at that. We all need to watch this show and we can report back.
We can at least
watch
an episode tonight.
Maybe I'll watch an episode tonight, yeah.
Y'all are just...
Right. Drew's going to need some alone time watching quarterbacks, I think.
Relax.
He's going to light a candle.
Yeah, relax.
Close the blinds.
Dim lighting and everything.
Relax.
Yeah.
Please, you told us before you got into work that you had a puddle in your house. Is your house good?
Yeah, I think we're good now.
The good news is it's your apartment, right? So even if something's wrong, it's not your problem.
Correct. Yeah, we set the dishwasher to go right before going to bed. Woke up. I didn't go into the kitchen at all. Got all my stuff ready to go. About to walk out the door. Oh, crap. There's a puddle.
Huge puddle of water.
Yeah, and it was noticeably... it came from the dishwasher. It was evident as much. So hopefully it was just something. The seal wasn't tight enough or whatever the case is. But somebody came by and looked at it, and I think it's
It's all good now. So I was a bit late to work today trying to clean it up.
Man, if this is your old apartment complex, it'd been another 2 weeks before they looked at it.
Correct. Which is why I'm not there anymore.
Yeah, that did not work out.
I'm very happy with the place
I'm at.
You've lived in the same apartment the entire time we've done the show.
Yeah.
You were with your parents for a little bit while you're waiting on your lease in Houston. Yeah.
You're going on year five now, right? Five?
That's an impressive run in the same apartment.
Four and a half, I guess five.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first moved here, I had my lease in Houston still, and then COVID hit. So yeah, I didn't get my apartment right when I moved back in 2020. But yeah, I've been in the same spot. It works, man. You guys have been there before. I like it. It's not bad.
Sticking around.
Pool's been open.
You
can sign
another lease.
Stuff, so
you're back.
I'm back. Yeah. So it's been good, man.
Okay.
It's been a good spot.
I've been looking
at other spots, but we're good for now.
Did you see? I don't know if this actually is a true comment, but Ja'Marr Chase, like his NFL rumors posted it, which again, who knows?
Who knows if that's accurate?
But Ja'Marr Chase apparently quote unquote said that Patrick Mahomes without Travis Kelce is closer to Kirk Cousins. Okay. Hang on a second. I don't know if he actually said that, but somebody on the text line, it made me think of it. Said
that's high compliment of Travis Kelce. I'll say
somebody on the text line said Ja'Marr Chase is more unlikable than Joe Burrow. And I said, I think I actually understand that. I get why you would feel the most insufferable human being that is on the Bengals is Ja'Marr Chase. Maybe even in the NFL. I can understand why you would say that as a Chiefs fan.
We'll watch tonight. Get a sense of where we're at, because we'll get to watch the Chiefs. The only problem with the Chiefs documentary, the one where they follow the team this entire year is gold, is it's going to be out in the middle of the Chiefs season. So there's still like a limitation, I guess, a little bit of how much we can pay attention to that and get a sense of where they are while we're actively watching the Chiefs game. 2 weeks from today, Alex and I will be at our first training camp show.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's not.
That
football
is
around the corner if I'm almost up in St. Joe.
Just finished a dynasty fantasy football draft. We're trying to figure out dates for other leagues. You know, there's all kinds. It's that time of the year. We're getting close.
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it? Does this person not like me?
Well, the person. Which person? which one? The this one wasn't... who called you POS probably doesn't like you.
Is that directed to me? And then somebody said,
directed
at me?
No, it's not directed at either. They're talking about somebody that apparently knows fitness for a star quarterback better than anybody else.
That comment was, I found out that actually was said too. That's crazy.
We're talking about workout regimens?
Yes.
Are you personally
don't
worried
you know,
about
you have to have
physique?
You have to have a six pack in order to win Super Bowls.
So if I don't look like DK Metcalf, you just can't.
That's right. Correct. Can't
correct.
Win.
Correct.
Can't win. If you don't have a six pack, you cannot win championships.
What's Joe Burrow look like with no shirt?
I guarantee you it's, I don't think it's Superman. I don't think so.
Josh Allen isn't. Josh Allen doesn't have like a 12 pack.
Maybe that's why he hasn't won in playoffs against
what a crazy
good quarterbacks.
But. What a crazy take. Seeking attention. My gosh.
I thought that person was going after Drew. I was like,
no, they were referencing. They sent a link to a quote.
Gotcha.
And it was that quote.
Dang, man. That's.
I thought that they were talking about something else. Scale of 1 to 10. How worried are you about Patrick Mahomes being in shape?
Zero.
For training camp.
Zero. Zero.
Zero is your number. I'm also at a zero. I know that's crazy, but I also.
How worried about your fitness and physique heading into camp in our shows this
season? You should be much more worried about me. You should be like a 7 or 8 for me.
Are we worried we're going to make it?
The first day of camp's going to be 95
degrees. Yeah. We look 99 degrees the first day we're up in St. Joe for shows.
I'm much more worried about my own
health.
We're
going to lose some weight at camp, baby. We're going to, you know, Cody, we're going to get in some shape.
I think if you think Patrick Mahomes needs to lose 5 pounds, you're not going to have any trouble in St. Joe. Going to be 99 degrees every day.
I want to come up to training camp. That day, I don't know. I'm going to have to be back in studio. You know, I'm going to have to hang out here, you know, while you guys are up there.
We're back at it tomorrow.
Sitting in the hot seat in the ice bath.
Josh Vernier will join us tomorrow on the show. We'll talk more about what the Royals are at. And one thing that might give the Royals front office some more hope as well heading into the next month or two. But up next, CDOT and Rob on the draft.